This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, class, Rich Sheban says to me privately and publicly, I've got so much information. And he shortcuts his shortcuts. He's not kidding about that. I'm doing the same thing. There's so many pieces of this puzzle that we want to teach in class, we can't do it in 2 hours. I just want to tell you that it's really frustrating. There's so many things that we need to tell you, and we just don't have the time to do it. Can't do it in 2 hours. Bert's with us. Bert, blockbuster story. You've been saying it's going to happen. It happened.
Yeah. Vince, can I put out just kind of a pre-story, though? Is and we're going to get into that in 30 seconds, but for everybody that has an iPhone, there's an important security update that you need to put because there's a hack going around that can literally take control of your iPhone. So if you haven't already done it, and I'm guessing most of our class has not done it, you need to update your iOS immediately to 15.6.1, and that'll protect your phone from a hack that has become circulating around just in the last few weeks. So you want to get that done.
Yeah, but one quick comment.
Yeah,
we don't know what the hack is. We don't know what the vulnerability is. Apple's not telling anybody what the real story is, and we don't even know what the fix is supposed to fix.
Well, I guess it's sort of like a vaccination, Vince. You're right, but the I think the consequences are such it's probably not much damage the fix can do to your phone, because if they turn out it's not the right fix, it's just your phone. It's not like you're destroying your body or something like that. So I would still recommend putting the update in, and if they have another subsequent update in a week or two, you can go ahead and put that one in. But it's a little different than the vax. So,
or you can stop using your phone. Okay, so Bert, you said it was coming.
Yeah.
Here it is. What happened?
Yeah, well, it's just a random confluence of events, and that's how these things happen. It's random. There's nobody, you know, there's nobody getting upset at something said over the internet or anything like that. The sun has a mind of its own. It's not a mind. It's just, a bunch of hydrogen burning up out there in the galaxy, which is our sun and our solar system. We don't know everything, but we know some things, and we know that it just has these storms, and these storms have been going on the sun for as long as there's been a sun. So cutting to what happened this week is on Tuesday, a solar storm was emitted from the sun. It's called a coronal mass ejection, and that followed one that happened on Monday that was much slower. And so these two CMEs, which send plasma from the sun, and they were slightly different type of events from different parts of the sun, and it's just totally random that one happened on Monday and then a bigger one happened on Tuesday. And what happened is, believe it or not, the Monday one traveled faster than the Tuesday one, such that they both, one hit in 3 days, one hit in 2 days, and that day was Thursday, yesterday, they both hit. We got clobbered by a solar storm, and know, I noticed the effects here, but I'm looking right now at the graph of, so I'm looking at a NOAA graph, and it's 3-hour bands of emissions. So normally these bands are in the green area. Yellow area is danger, and red area, of course, is much higher level. So for the last two bands, which are 3 hours each, so for the last 6 hours of yesterday, August 18th, universal time, so that's the time over in London, we went into the very high red zone. So you figure what, you know, figure the 6 hours leading up to midnight yesterday in England, that was basically here in the United States. It was pretty much our late afternoon and evening time. That was the peak emissions. It started going up all day, but that was the peak, was basically here in the United States late yesterday afternoon, and then overnight. And it started to taper off at 12 midnight English time. So you figure, okay, what would that have been here? That would have been evening time. Now it picked up again right now. So right now, you know, regardless of whatever, I'm looking at the band, whatever it is in English time, it's right now. So right now is right now everywhere, and it's almost as high. 2 3-hour bands each, so 6 hours. The last 6 hours have also been high. Not as high as last night, but very high. True story, when I arrived at the office yesterday morning, we have an atomic clock here. It's one of those clocks that it's synchronized by the over-the-air shortwave signals that are broadcast from different parts of the country, WWV and some other channels. It was all screwed up. It was just giving me gibberish. And normally when that happens, this clock's powered by 4 AA rechargeable batteries. Usually that's my sign, oh, man, I got to recharge the batteries and or put new ones, you know, fresh ones in. So I took it out. But before I pulled the batteries, I measured them, and they were fine. So, you know, put it back on the wall, and there's nothing I can do. Just watch it. It was all screwed up through all of yesterday. Today I came in the office. It's perfectly synchronized, exactly the correct time. So that's my anecdotal evidence. I'd say not myself, but people that I was conversing with yesterday, a lot of them said they were irritable, they felt funny. Okay, is that evidence? I don't know, anecdotal evidence. But Vince, I think you have some more direct scientific numbers from the farm on your solar panel. Can you share those with the class?
Sure. You know, yesterday during the broadcast, you sent me an email and you alerted me that this was happening. And you wanted to know, this was in the morning class. We broadcast from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And so Bert wanted to know what was happening here at the farm and what our power levels were on our solar array. And I checked it, and it was half of what we normally would generate at that time. And we sent him an email and said, it's about half. What happened was there was massive cloud cover. Something happened, and the sky went dark. And it wasn't from chemical spraying. It was just heavy, wet clouds. So that prevented the solar rays from reaching our solar panels in full strength. Then I called Bert in the afternoon, and I said, we're maxed out. We are generating record amounts of solar power right now. And I said that what I experienced was these blasts of heat from the sun, like the wind would blow, and it'd be like if you weren't standing in front of a heating register or a heating vent, and or the heat came on, you'd feel a blast of heat from a forced hot air heating system. That's what it was like outside. No kidding. So I've got the curtains closed in the studio because the sun is so strong right now. And I didn't know until Bert just said it that it's still here. This plasma is still here. It's still coming.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, Bert, if it something's wrong, because it's still here. And Bert just told us that it is still here. So my anecdotal evidence, the meters on our solar array are saying that, yeah, it's absolutely for real. So an enormous amount of power was generated after the clouds stopped attenuating the solar rays, if you will. That would be the frequencies, the light, the photons, the plasma, all of it. So I don't know if it knocked anybody's electricity out. I don't know if there were any grid effects. I don't know if other equipment became confused. But I can tell you this. In the past, I have two atomic clocks in the studio. And one, you know, digital uninterruptible powered clock as well. So I've got three clocks in the studio, and I want to make sure that I've got the right time, right? As well as computer time. Well, in the past, our atomic clock, which is in sync with WWV, as you mentioned, has gone crazy as well. Sometimes, you know, it's batteries, and sometimes it just can't sync. So it can't sync with the signal. So, yes, I've experienced that. It didn't happen yesterday. Maybe that's because these two atomic clocks that are on the wall are behind a stone wall. You know, our house is made out of stones. Maybe that protected the clock from getting confused. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, and Vince, I'm looking at the real-time data now and the past couple of days, and I'm doing a little back-of-the-envelope calculation. The peak emissions would have hit your part of the United States from about 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. your time yesterday. That would be the peak. And for me, that would be about from noon to 4 p.m. yesterday was the peak. And if you go back 3 or 4 hours, it was still pretty high before that, but that was the peak. Then it died down, and as I said, right now, we're in another peak, not as high as yesterday, but we're in another peak right now. And it's expected to continue through Saturday, but, you know, this kind of hits the earth at different places, and they're saying for Saturday, it's probably only going to affect the upper latitudes of North America.
So, Bert, please tell the class how that correlates to our telephone call yesterday, the time that you just said, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. How does that correlate with what I said to you about our power generation?
Yeah, I think our phone call was right in the middle of that peak.
Mm-hmm. And you asked me, and I said, we're generating a record amount of power. It's peaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the problem, class. I literally have detuned our solar system so that it will not cook our battery bank. Literally. I've detuned it so that it only will generate or produce 55% of its maximum capacity because the battery bank can't handle it. It'll destroy the nickel iron batteries. So even with the 45% reduction that I have set for our power generation, it still peaked. It's kind of unbelievable, isn't it? It's for real. And that's the difference between USA Prepares and other broadcasts. We're on the ground. We actually know what we're doing.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Birch with us, radio frequency engineer, patent holder in Silicon Valley, California. He's CEO of a company. And, Bert, I just, I thought you'd want to know. And, Class, I thought you'd want to know. So I went over to the meters, actually to the inverter, to see exactly how much power we're generating. And for this time of day, really, really high. Really high amount of electricity. So I'm pretty sure it's another record. And so I went outside and... I was in the shade, and it felt kind of cool. Walked into the sun, and I felt these blasts of heat, just like I was talking about before, these furnace-type blasts. So as the wind would just, you know, gentle wind, you could feel the heat. So it's the same thing I've been talking about. This is nothing new. We've been talking about this for quite a while. So, Bert, yeah, it looks like another record amount right now.
Put it in perspective, Vince. I mean, this is a bad storm, but it's nowhere near the level of the storm that we've had in 1859, for instance, or 1921, 1989. So, but unfortunately, I mean, there's not much we can do to control the sun, but unfortunately, we're going into a solar peak in a couple of years, so these storms are only going to get worse before, you know, we start going into the solar minimum. And it's just the 11-year cycles that we've been living with on the Earth for, you know, most likely millions of years. So it is what it is. There's virtually nothing we can do to control the sun, you know, to put it in perspective. But there are things we can do to protect ourselves. And obviously, we've talked about it before. It's hardening the power grid is one of the most important. We don't think that there's any great health effects from these storms, but honestly, there's, you know, research to be done. There's no cases in 1859 of people just going berserk or anything like that. There are recorded cases of telegraph operators getting electrocuted. They survived, but they got the shock of their lifetime because the charge went down the telegraph wire, and if they were typing out something when that charge hit, they got, I mean, they were literally shocked out of their chairs. It was so strong, in fact, it's reported to have bent railroad, not the ties, but the actual railroad rails, the metal rails were warped from the energy that was picked up. And then in the storm that happened, so we didn't have a lot of electrical devices in 1859. In 1921, I believe it was, there was a storm almost as powerful, and we did have some early type of electrical systems and telephone systems, and several telephone central offices were set on fire, including one in New York City, and that also caused the transatlantic cable to burn up to Europe, which they had to repair. So those are the dangers. Obviously, we now have more electrical grid, more electronic devices. We have satellites. We have electronics in every vehicle. We think cars are protected, Vince, because they're under a metal hood and kind of insulated. And when the charge is looking for ground, I mean, it's sort of like lightning. You can think of it as looking to discharge itself into the ground. Car generally is not a good path to take because the tire is insulated. But other things like, you know, your TV antenna is going to attract it. So that's your lightning arrestor in your attic. It will also help discharge the charge. And then, of course, we've talked before about the things you can do to your own electrical panel. Put protective devices, preferably right in your panel. You can buy them. They make them for both major circuit breaker standards, GE and the Siemens standard, and they're anywhere from $50 to $100 each. You can put that in. For a case like yesterday, it's kind of borderline, but if you know it's going to be powerful, you can switch off your breaker for a few hours. So,
now let's talk about, when we come back from the bottom of the hour break, let's talk about cable TV. Cable runs a lot of times from power pole to power pole, and let's talk about that coaxial cable, the grounded end and the center conductor. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Florida judge who approved the search warrant for President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence gave the U.S. Department of Justice until next Thursday to file a redacted version of the affidavit related to the search. That means Attorney General Merrick Garland will have the ability to hide the probable cause portion of the warrant, citing it could affect his case. Trump attorney Christina Bob after Thursday's hearing.
Judge Reinhart gave us some clues to that today by telling us, for example, that at this juncture he is not inclined to keep the entirety of the search warrant application and its affidavit under seal, meaning that he understands that the public is going to likely be entitled to some parts of this warrant application and its affidavit.
Massive storm slammed Europe, taking the lives of at least 13 people in Italy, Austria, and France on Thursday, and on the French island of Corsica. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. After basketball player LeBron James landed nearly $100 million for the next 2 years to play the sport, a sport that embraces China with all their money, another basketball player called out China for their acceptance of slavery and is no longer in basketball, and his freedom from Turkey, officially obtained United States citizenship after playing basketball in America for 12 years. He was on Newsmax after Freedom received Hardwire Global's signature humanitarian award.
And it was a beautiful moment. I made some really cool friends, actually. And it was that for me had so much fun. So it was I was honored.
Tina Ramirez is the founder and president of Hardwired Global.
No one exemplifies that more than Ennis. I mean, just as you shared earlier, from his stance against Turkey and the impact on his own family, losing his ability to even see his family again in Turkey because of his stance standing up against the government and their dictatorial rule in Turkey, but also then in China. I mean, people are literally having their organs harvested in China.
The Uyghurs are the largest minority ethnic group in China's northwestern province. China has been accused of committing crimes against humanity and genocide against the Uyghur population. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
He's getting some coffee during the bottom of the hour break. And I thought, we really need to have a term for this. And I came up with C, 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 the letter C, C, and C. And then I came up with C to the third. And then I came up with C cubed. And that all stands for confluence of cascading catastrophes. That's what we're experiencing. A confluence of cascading catastrophes. Everything's broken. And today we're talking about coronal mass ejection. And I mentioned coaxial cable. So there's plenty of coaxial cable strung in cities from power pole to power pole to power pole. And coaxial cable is two conductors, typically. There's a center conductor, and there is an outer foil shield sometimes. Sometimes it's a braided copper wire. Sometimes it's a tin braided copper wire. Sometimes it's aluminum wire. But it's a conductor within a conductor, separated by a dielectric, typically foam. And we've got this coaxial cable all over the place, and it acts as an antenna, but it's grounded, right? So isn't that relatively safe or somewhat immune from the coronal mass ejections?
Ben, is that a confused coaxial conductor?
Yeah, C3. So aren't we relatively safe with cable TV because there's a grounding block at the location, the point of presence, if you will, where the cable TV comes into a home or building? Aren't we, if it's wired properly, aren't we relatively safe with that?
If it's wired properly, Vince, and that is to put a grounding, if you look, if it's done properly where that coax enters your house, there should be a grounding stake and a connection to the shield of the coax, and that should be hammered into the ground and somehow from the stake a wire or you know, there's all different ways to do it, you know, you can different models, but basically the shield of that coax, and sometimes they put a connector on the coax there, so that's all metal, so you can grip the metal, but you got to have a conduction from that metal, either the shield of the coax or, you know, a connector. You can just, you know, put two males in a barrel there, so it's all exposed metal. That then wraps around, you know, a metal band that then goes into the ground rod. So, yes, if you are grounded, it's great. I mean, it's probably good because that's going to attract, you know, and by the way, the, you know, lightning's a danger too. So and that's what it was originally done for. So that's going to grab the energy and put it into the ground. If you don't have that, you've probably made it worse because it's going to go down the coax and go through all your TVs and whatever, wherever else, you know, that coax is going, your internet modem, whatever, and burn a lot of stuff up trying to find a ground path. So, yes, that's actually a good thing if it's grounded. If it's not grounded, it's a bad thing.
Okay, so it sounds to me like if it's not grounded, and I've never seen one that wasn't grounded, I think the cable TV companies take great pains in trying to do it right. I've never seen one that was not grounded with a ground block connected to a copper wire, connected to a ground rod. I've never seen one that was improperly done.
Since I saw one when a neighbor was stealing his other neighbor's cable TV, and he just put a splitter and ran the coax over.
Okay, well, that's different. I'm talking about, I'm with you. But when the cable TV companies do it, they generally do a pretty good job. I'm not advocating cable TV, believe me. I don't have cable TV. I don't think I've ever had cable TV, except maybe if I lived in an apartment. But so that being said, if it weren't grounded properly, so the cable TV cable could act as an antenna, pick up this energy, and then feed it to your cable TV box, which would feed it to your TV, which would feed it to the power supply of the cable TV box, which would put this energy onto your house wiring system, which could blow all of your electronic devices that are plugged in, computers, alarm clocks, microwave ovens, televisions, the whole nine yards, correct?
Yeah, well, it's going to be finding a ground path. And, you know, this is, by the way, this is all happening in, like, you know, fractions of a second, you know, in milliseconds or microseconds. So it's going to want to find a ground path. And as it's just trying to find its ground path, it's going to be zapping things along the way. And at some point, something's going to get zapped and shorted out where it'll find a ground point, and that'll discharge the energy. But it could do a lot of destruction on the way to finding ground.
Okay. Now, fiber optics, from my understanding, I haven't done any testing on this, but fiber optics, from my understanding, is a light guide. It's a media or medium that will allow light pulses to travel through it. That is immune from the electromagnetic frequencies for sure, but do we know if it's immune from plasma?
We think it is, and, you know, I should probably do some research on the sheet around it. I do know that it's extremely costly to splice if you accidentally have your fiber optic line cut, especially if it's, you know, one of the main lines going down the center of town. But is there metal in the sheath? I need to research that, Vince. But the fiber itself, yes, it, as far as we know, it's immune, because this is electromagnetic energy that's going to be attracted to metal and conductors, and a light fiber is basically glass, and so there's no conduction in it.
Okay, so what do we do, Bert, when we know a storm is coming? What do we do?
Well, as I said, this one kind of
storm.
Yeah, this one was kind of borderline in that it was very powerful, but, you know, not the big one. But if you're willing to do it, I mean, obviously if you have air conditioning, you don't want to put your health at risk, but you can turn off your just turn off your master breaker, and that's kind of fail safe. And even if something was so powerful that it somehow jumped across your master breaker, and that would have to be really powerful surge, you still have your surge protectors all around, or also if it was energy that was just picked up on your house wiring without, you know, with your master breaker opened up, your house wiring is still susceptible to pick up the energy. But if you put in the various protective devices, including at your main panel, and then, you know, spread around to your, you know, put them in your power strips, that would be the best thing you could do. And we do have warning. You know, we had warning this was coming, and the NASA scientists said, we can see that the Monday storm and the Tuesday storm are going to completely meet up on Thursday. And they saw that, and they were correct. And so if it's a bigger one, they should see it too. Now, I don't think there's any provision where NASA relays something to the, you know, to the National Broadcast Warning System. We're not equipped with that yet, where they put a warning, and, I mean, I don't think they even know what they would tell people. We're a little ahead of the curve here on USA Prepares in that, you know, we've researched this, and we have some actual things, tangible actions you can take. I don't think the government's thought that through to the same extent we have here. But, there, you know, if you follow the NASA site, and some of the news did cover this, you'll have, you know, a day or two warning to get prepared.
Mm-hmm. Were you going to talk about the drought? Is that something that you were going to address today?
Well, we can talk about the drought, Vince, because it's affecting large part of the country, you know, all the way from California through Texas, particularly bad through the middle of the country up to where you are. It's a tough problem right now, because cattle farmers are facing this drought, and they can't afford the way the economics are right now. They can't afford to feed and give water to their cows, so they're bringing a lot of cows to market, maybe temporarily. That's keeping beef prices contained, but there's going to be a shortage of beef going forward. That's almost a given, and so it's particularly hurt the cattle industry, but it's hurt everybody. So far, Texas Power Grid has seemed to get through everything okay. If you remember, there were some problems in Texas with, you know, other climate issues that hit them where their grid was failing. Looks like they took some actions to beef up the grid, and it seems to be surviving. And also for our class to understand, for whatever reason, you know, there's positives and negatives. Texas has its own power grid that's separate from emergency power connected over to them. But the grid seemed to be okay. The problem is really the farmers and the cattle ranchers. And Vince, I think that's something you know about personally, how it's affected the cattle industry.
Yeah, I've been reading about it. Yeah, I've been reading about how...
Reading about it in your diary.
Cattle farmers are... Yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah, this is said to be the worst mega drought in 1,200 years. I'm not sure how we would know that, but that's what's been reported. And I'm reading things like farmers are going to continue selling cows, their cows, until it rains. That's a pretty strong statement. So what's happening is farmers are selling their weakest cows because their weakest cows are the least likely to survive, you know, stress. And so they're keeping their young cows, which means that it'll take longer to rebuild the herds because the young cows have to grow up and be mature enough to reproduce. Here's an interesting statistic that I know for an absolute fact. A cow drinks about 30 gallons of water a day. And the U.S. government, in its infinite wisdom, decided to pay farmers, and this has been going on for decades, decided to pay farmers to keep their cows out of the woods, to keep the cows out of the streams, to fence them out, you know, into open areas, you know, where the sun beats down on the cows, where they need more water to drink, because they're hot. And keep them out of their ponds so that they don't go swimming. Now, I think you've all seen pictures of what people do in the cities when it gets hot. They open up the fire hydrants and people jump in the water fountains and people go swimming. And that's because they're hot and they want to cool off. Well, cows want to do the same thing. Cow drinks 30 gallons of water a day just to survive. 100 cows, that's 3,000 gallons of water a day. We'll be right back. I'll tell you the rest of the story.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here's some back of the envelope arithmetic class. So a cow, as I mentioned, drinks about 30 gallons of water per day. So if a farm around our neck of the woods in Missouri has 100 cows, that's 3,000 gallons of water per day that the cows drink. And the U.S. government has paid farmers to fence the cows out of the creeks and the streams and the woods and encourage farmers to drill water wells, potable water wells like you'd have for your house, and tap the underground aquifers and water the cows, because they're not going to be able to drink in the streams anymore because the government's paid farmers to keep the cows out of the streams. So now they're drinking the finest water that you could possibly get, which is from underground. So now we're looking at 3,000 gallons of water per day, 10 farms, let's say, in your little village, or your neighbors. That's 30,000 gallons of water a day. So how much is that? Well, a 20 by 40 foot swimming pool holds about 30,000 gallons. So that would be 10 farms with 100 cows each if they subscribed to the government contract to fence the cows out of the woods and the streams, would be drinking a swimming pool full of water per day. That doesn't work. It absolutely doesn't work. So we did not sign up for that. We have ponds and we have a stream or a creek, and we try to let our cows drink out of the water that naturally flows across from the rain through the grass, which gets filtered through the grass into ponds, and the cows can drink out of the ponds. That's what we do. I have about 6 ponds here on our farm. Let me give you some more arithmetic. I just looked up the average price of ground beef. Brett, I don't know what you pay for ground beef. I haven't bought ground beef in years, so I don't know. But according to what I just researched, $5.43 average per pound of ground beef across the United States. The farmers who are selling lean cows right now for that beef are getting paid about 60 cents a pound, about one-tenth of the price that you pay for ground beef. I just want to let you know. So if your local farmer looks pretty almost homeless, now you know why. Bert, how much is ground beef out in your neck of the woods? Do you have a feel for that?
I think it's about the same as average. You know, we're not especially higher in, you know, we're higher in almost everything, but I think beef, we're about average. That's the one thing on the weight, though. that's the weight of the entire cow, right? We don't eat all the cow.
You know, that's live weight. That's live weight. And yeah. the net that you would get for, you know, steaks and ground beef and all that would be about 40%. So a 1,000-pound cow, you get about 400 pounds of meat. But, you know, there's also the liver. There's also the hide. There's the bones. You know, there's none of the animal gets wasted. None of the animal.
Yeah. Hey, Vince, do we have time real quick to introduce a new topic of class, and that is right to repair?
Sure, please do.
Yeah, so believe it or not, class, that if you're a farmer or rancher or someone that needs a nice John Deere tractor or a piece of farm equipment, you go out and pay $250,000 or I'm sure a lot more for many models, and you bring this nice tractor home to your farm, and it needs some repairs. Do you know that John Deere actually says now that you don't own that piece of equipment? What you actually have is a eternal license to operate it, but they own the equipment, and you're not allowed to repair it yourself. You got to take it to a dealer, and, of course, they make it hard to repair yourself because if you look at one now, it's got so much electronics and computers inside that the mechanic is going to say, I can't do this without, you know, getting into the electronics, and Deere makes it very hard to do that unless you're an authorized John Deere mechanic and licensed. And and I'm sure that's the case with many other pieces of heavy equipment. I don't know what Caterpillar's policy is, but it's created a real problem. And just like in cars, but we're dealing with much bigger amounts of money here, people have figured out how to do what's called jailbreak, and that is to overcome the security on the electronic interface to the engine and all the electronics throughout the car. So the average guy has a chance to repair it, which, you know, might just be a filter or a valve or a, you know, an O-ring or something, but how, you know, you need to diagnose it. So it's been a big problem with farmers, and it's something we can talk about in future classes, Vince.
So the average reported labor rate for John Deere repairs is between $90 and $120 an hour. $90 to $120 an hour. Pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Yep. And and it's engineered so that you can't fix it yourself. It's absolutely true. You're right on the money, Bert. I'm looking forward to more classes on right to repair. I don't have any electronic farm equipment, so that doesn't apply to me. And we fix our own. Bert, thanks so much for being with us. See you next week.
You got it, Vince.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.